All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're taking a look at Hustlers, directed by Lorraine Scarfia, written by Jessica Pressler and Lorraine Scarfia. This is based off of a real-life story, and it stars Constance Wu and Jennifer Lopez. And the synopsis is inspired by the viral New York Magazine article. Hustlers follows a crew of savvy former strip club employees who band together to turn the table on their Wall Street clients. Starts off with mainly Constance Wu's character kind of living a rough life, lives with her grandmother, and she decides to take up being a stripper. She moves to a different club, and at that particular club, and this is around 2008, Jennifer Lopez's character is one of the highest grossing strippers at the club. Constance Wu's character is just infatuated with how much money Jennifer Lopez's characters makes, so she kind of befriends her. Jennifer Lopez's character becomes somewhat of a motherly figure to her and trying to show her the ropes and show her tips about how to get money, make it rain. Eventually, Jennifer Lopez says that, hey, what we're doing is not enough. We need more money. And they start looking to drug the clients before they get into the club and essentially skim their credit cards, take their money, the whole setup for the movie. So, Keith, what did you think of Hustlers?
I was surprised. Figured it was going to be one of those, what's that movie from the 80s? Working Girl, I think. And I figured it was going to be one of those, not rags to riches, but sort of one of those feel-good type of films. And I knew it was based off of true events and everything. The financial crisis of 2008. I can understand where the characters' motivations came from. Because once that hit, most of their Wall Street strip club patrons stopped coming. So the setting and the scene and everything like that was very familiar to me. But I enjoyed it far more than I thought I would say, not for the reasons that you may think. Jennifer Lopez, she did a very, very good job with that role. Blown away by her performance. All in all, I thought the movie was well done. I thought the movie was put together very well. I thought the director did a pretty good job. I'll keep an eye out for her work in the future, and I'll look for some of the things she's done previously. But I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a good and nice little date movie and everything. The subject matter, the kind of idea where no one cared about the fact that they were drugging dudes and robbing them for all that money, they actually showed the real consequences to that with some of those characters. That was kind of the sobering moment. It wasn't all feel good and all funny moments and them having a good time, sticking it to the man and everything. There was actual consequences, and they told a sort of complete story with that. I think J. Lo is probably going to get an Oscar nod for this.
Well, Keith, I'm going to say that I kind of like this movie. It has a lot of things going for it. My main complaints are that it's based off a true story. And that's fine. And if they weren't basing this so much off of a true story and didn't really rely too much on the actual people or at least events being part of the story, it really follows the Martin Scorsese path of stories, Goodfellas, or things like The Departed. And if it had stuck to that, or if it had veered off in certain directions, I think that would have been a more successful movie, because all that is predicated on one character being new to a situation and then another character befriends them and takes advantage of them, which is what happens in this movie.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, and again, this is all based off a true story. So I think my problem is somewhat writing, somewhat screenplay, but again, if you're going to follow the Martin Scorsese path, that's what this would be. And eventually, somehow, they have a falling out, they turn on each other, and then things start happening. And that is what happens in this movie. But you also get this backstory of motherhood and people's circumstances and what led them to stripping. And even towards the end of the movie, I think it loses some of the interest level that it should continue to have. It was okay, but it seemed like somewhere maybe towards the middle and towards the end for me that the movie just kind of dragged on. And then how they wrap it up, some of the guys start complaining about being robbed. It just happens like super quickly. And then you also have Julia Stiles' character, who is playing the real life writer for the whole story, somehow trying to help them narrate the story. So it's like you have this Martin Scorsese-esque narration, but then it keeps breaking, going back into a flashback, flash forward. Again, I like the movie, but it could have been a lot better.
I see your point, but I don't agree with it. I think they'd already taken enough artistic liberties with it. Like, the director did a couple of cunning things, like neat little things in there to not sell it as a documentary, but see it as being someone telling a story.
Yeah.
You got various narrators.
Yeah, so I understand that. And with the director, there's several times where it feels like it's a music video. There's other times where it feels like it's a commercial. I mean, it's supposed to be kind of like a dark comedy. It's really what the movie's supposed to be, a dark crime comedy. You look at Goodfellas, you look at The Departed, you look at Casino, some of those Scorsese-esque movies like that. I just feel like it jumped around with that too much, like the direction of the movie. Even towards the end of the movie, there's a very out-of-place musical sequence. And I'm like, why is this here? I think for me, again, it's just direction and story and not like really basing off of what it could have been if it took the Scorsese route or the crime route, but it just seems unfocused. Maybe we didn't want to make people look too bad. Maybe we're trying to stick too much to the story. That's how I feel about it.
Not really. I can't say you're wrong too much in it. You're not seeing it from the right angle and everything, but all I can think of is that, like, the single camera aspect they had of it, the various narrations that they had for it, the bouncing back between the different points of views to kind of tell the story and everything. I don't know if you're focusing on the wrong angle that it was like. For me, it was looking for the different realistic aspects of the story. Like when the bubble burst, when everything stopped working out the way they thought it should be working. Police finally tracked him down and things were coming to a head. It was the little touches and stuff like that. It wasn't abrupt. It was laid out there that they've been caught and stuff went left and stuff went wrong and stuff. And it just kind of laid out what it was that how it went wrong. And I basically, the narration was just to show how things went wrong. But like I said, I can't really cross or counter what you're saying. On that, you know, I like the artistic liberty she took, and I thought they were just enough. If she took any more with it, it wouldn't have been a kind of a true story. Negated some of the amazingness of what happened, of what they did. In truth, it wasn't that amazing. I mean, you kind of figure, like, in hindsight, you know that's what happens, that what could happen.
So, Keith, what score would you give Hustlers?
It's a good-looking film. I liked it. I thought it was well-acted, well-directed. Story was good. I will give it an 8 because J-Lo's performance was, I didn't think she was going to bring it like that. And I'm not just talking about the way she was dancing, that one striptease she did. Her performance, her acting performance was spot on. It was kind of made the movie and stuff, in my opinion. So I'll give it an 8. And I'd be surprised if she doesn't get a nod and something. Oscar, Golden Globe, something.
Well, I'm going to give it a 6. Again, I think my issues are writing and directing. And I think a lot of it has to do with that the writer has only done like maybe an episode of TV. Probably do something better in the future, but the same thing with the director. However, really feel that there should have been more artistic liberties taken, but not really memorable, but it's okay. Bands make them dance.